Tach Mechlaz Baratat Mishnah Hey Luchot Tzim BeKelim. The following are Chatzitah when it comes to Kelim. A Kli that's Tameh and you want to be Tovud in the Mikvah, if it has a Chatzitah, the Tefillah would not be valid. A Chatzitah is something that stops the water from coming into contact with every part of the Kli. Hazefes V'Amor B'Kli Tzchuches Be'Mi B'Fnim Be'Mi B'Chut. Zefes V'Amor are different types of pitch or tar. If the Zefes V'Amor stuck onto a glass Kli, whether it's stuck on the inside or the outside of the glass Kli, it would be a Chatzitah, as the water has to come on both the inside and the outside of the clay in order for the tefillah to be valid. Our shulchan v'al tavla v'al dargish. If the zefes v'amor is on a table or on a platter or on a dargish, a small bed, nekiyim chotzitzin, blusin, enon chotzitzin. If the zefes v'amor is on a shulchan tavla or dargish that is naki, that is clean, in such a case you are makbid, you don't want the zefes v'amor to be there, so therefore it would be chotzitz. As it's only a chatzitah if you're makbid, if you don't want it there. But if you don't care that it's there, it's not a chatzitah. So therefore, if the shulchan tavla or dargish is belusim, meaning it's dirty, in such a case, you don't care that it has pitch or tar on it, it's dirty anyway, so therefore it would not be a chatzitah. And since you don't care that it's there, it's considered tuffle to the kli, it's considered part of the kli, and would not be a chatzitah. Amitas ba'abai is chatzitah. Ba'ashalani ain't a chatzitah. If there's some dirt on the bed of a ba'abai, somebody who is wealthy, that there would be a chatzitza, and since his wealthy is makbid, his bed should be clean. But if there's dirt on the bed of an ani, somebody who is poor, it would not be a chatzitza if he doesn't care that his bed is dirty. Al eikav shabal bayis chotet, v'al shal zakokin ena chotet. If there's dirt on the leather saddle of a baal bayis, the saddle is used to put on a donkey, it would be chotet if that saddle belongs to a baal habayis, because a baal bayis is makbid that his saddle should be clean. But if the saddle belongs to Zakokin, people that ride around their donkey selling leather pouches, they are not makbid that there's some dirt on their saddle. Since they use it for business, it's going to get dirty anyway. So therefore, that dirt would not be a chatzitah. If there's dirt on a mardas, if the blanket is put on a donkey, that dirt would be a chatzitah. People are makbid that that blanket should not be dirty. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, that which dirt on the blanket that is put on a donkey is a chatzitza, that's only at least the size of an iser ha'italki, an Italian iser, that's a type of Italian coin. If it's at least that size, it would be a chatzitza, but if it's smaller than that, it would not be a chatzitza. While the Tanna Kamma holds, no matter what size the dirt is, if it's on a madaz, it would be a chatzitza. Sachem Mekvot Paratash Mishnah Vav, Aha Begadim, Mitzad Echad Ein Echotet, Mishnei Tzadim Chotet. If there's dirt on a baguette, on a piece of clothing, if the dirt can only be seen on one side of the baguette, it would not be a chatzitza. And the person is not makbid that his clothing is only dirty on one side. But if the dirt is on both sides, if the stain has gone all the way through to the other side, in such a case, the person is makbid, he would not wear a baguette like that. So therefore, it would be a chatzitza. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Af Mitzad Echad. Rabbi Yehuda says the name Rabbi Yishmael, even if the stain is only on one side of the baguette, it would still be a chatzitza. As a person is makbid, he would not wear a baguette with a stain on it, even though the stain has not gone all the way through to the other side. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Shal Banor Mitzad Echad, V'Shal Bor Mishnei Tzadim. Rabbi Yosi said, if the clothing is being worn by Banor, literally builders, Mefarshim explained, this is referring to a Talmud Chacham, who is a builder of the world. He keeps up the world with his Torah. The Talmud Chacham is makbid that his clothing should be clean. As Chazal teach us, that the Talmud Chacham had to be very careful to wear clean clothing in order not to make a Chilul Hashem. So therefore, he is very makbid that there should be no stain at all on his baguette, and even if the stain is only on one side, it would be a chatzitza. But if the clothing is worn by a boor, somebody who is empty of Torah, somebody who is not a Talmud Chacham, he is not so makbid about his clothing, so therefore, unless the stain has gone all the way through to the other side, it would not be a chatzitza.